My name is Jesse Dow, and I'm the chairman of the Dublin County Commissioners. I welcome all of you here tonight. Today is January 21st, 2020, and this is our commissioners' meeting. At this time, I would like for Mr. Ken Thompson to do the invocation, then we do the Pledge of Allegiance, if everyone please stand.
Dear Lord, we give thanks for the opportunity to meet tonight and carry forward the business of the county. We give thanks for the cold weather. We pray that you give us the wisdom to carry out the matters of this county according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody enjoyed the weekend, had a long weekend holiday.
Yes, yes.
Bless you. Has everybody reviewed the consent agenda? All commissioners. Anybody have anything to add?
I do not.
No, I do not.
Yes, I do. I have something to add. But it's for closed session.
Okay, so no. Okay, I need a motion.
Motion.
You don't have anything for?
So moved.
Consent agenda. I got a second.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion. Second to approve the consent agenda. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. If you have anything for public comments or anyone for public comments at this time.
Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments.
Okay, with that, we'll move on to through our agenda. Ms. Melissa Kennedy, please come up.
Good evening. I'm here for the public hearing to name a road lane for Abigail Bora.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here at this time to have a public hearing in accordance with the Dublin County Addressing and Road Naming Ordinance for Miss Abigail Borgia. She requests that lane be named, what's the name of it?
Ramirez Correa Drive.
Ramirez Correa. Mm-hmm. Ramirez Correa Drive. And that's located at 3142 South NC 903 Highway in the Magnolia Township. Okay, at this time, I'll open the public hearing. Does anybody have anything to say in regards to this road name change? Okay, Ms. Lassie.
I've asked in the past, when you come with an area or section of Dublin County, if you would have it in a photo that everybody can see exactly where it is.
Yeah, I'm putting it in the packet.
It is one that is available to the commissioners, but who are you referring to?
Who would that
be? It's one in your packet.
It is? Oh, I didn't have a chance to see.
We can't do it. I can't put it up because
okay,
it's not
that's fine. Well, we're fine with it as long as we know. And
this is my packet.
You've done what she asked you to comply with.
Okay.
Since there's no one that has anything to say, at this time I'm closing the public hearing. I need a motion, please.
So moved. Second.
Okay, I got a motion and second to name the private lane at 3142 South NC 903 Highway, Magnolia Township, Magnolia, North Carolina, to be named Ramirez Correa Drive in accordance with the Dublin County Addressing and Road Naming Ordinance. Is there any discussion? Or any further discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay.
Nay.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, next up is Mr. Ryan Cox with Holland Consulting Planners. Do you have is that yours right there, sir?
It'll be for the Baptist on mission.
Okay.
When they get up to speak.
All right. If you would, go ahead, identify yourself for the record, and then...
I'm Ryan Cox. I'm with Holland Consulting Planners. We are the consultant hired by Duplin County to administer the Disaster Recovery Act program. This was $2 million given to Duplin County by North Carolina Emergency Management through Office of State Budget Management - Disaster Recovery Office. These funds are strictly to be used for repairs, reconstruction, acquisition, elevation of flood-damaged homes in Duplin County. These homes worked to identify some of the properties that could be rehabbed and reconstructed in this program. But as this program has taken shape with the management office, or with the management of OSBMDR, it has become increasingly difficult for a firm such as ours to manage a rehab program. We are recommending to the county that we give $1 million of the $2 million to Baptist on Mission, who are doing recovery rehabs in Duplin County, particularly down the 41 corridor, to assist them to continue to do those rehabs. We will retain $1 million to potentially do some buyouts of properties that didn't get funded through the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program, and do some reconstructions on homes, as the Baptist on Mission are not currently set up to reconstruct homes at this time. So we would still run the reconstruction program, acquisitions, elevations, the large projects through the county, and our firm would manage it on behalf of the county. But the rehab program, we would like to pass the funds down to, we recommend that we pass the funds down to Baptist on Mission, who are doing those rehabs already.
Let me clarify something. You're going to pass $1 million to the Baptist men's?
Baptist on Mission.
The other $1 million that's been allotted, where will that go? Has that been allocated yet?
We have not, at this time, we have not allocated where that will go. We have identified homes that need to be reconstructed. We have several homes that were not, that are very good buyout opportunities because they're in adjacent properties to already, to houses that were being bought out by the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program.
Yeah, we did one last year.
Yes, sir.
Three.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And we have 17 more that are coming with the Hurricane Florence expedited program. I say that in quotation marks because expedited is kind of relative to the program. It's not exactly as fast as it's made out to sound. It is faster than the normal process, though. We have 17 of those. Those homes were 50% or more damaged. The homeowners cannot go back in them unless they bring them to compliance with current state.
How did you identify these homes, sir?
How did we identify which homes?
You said 17 homes.
And those homes were identified right after Hurricane Florence. They had to have substantial damage letters. They were identified through applications that were received from the homeowners back to...
Who did the application go to?
Applications were publicly... They were put out there publicly.
Maybe who reviewed them to identify?
Anyone that put an application in was actually submitted to the state.
Over 200 applications were received and
yes,
processed,
sir,
through our Emergency Services Department.
And funneled, it came to them and then back to...
And it went to the state from our Emergency Services Department.
The state?
Public Safety.
Okay, the Emergency
Department
Services...
The state sent the list back to us.
Who's the person that is in charge of the Emergency Services?
Who was?
Identified, yes, sir.
Sir, at that time, I'm unable to tell you that. I was working for the state running the hazard mitigation grant program.
Are you familiar with Endeavors?
Yes, sir. I am very familiar with Endeavors.
Okay.
Endeavors is not part of that program. Endeavors is a state-run program that is it's a grant for individual assistance for case management work. That case management identifies what their mission is: to find survivors of Hurricane Florence
and Matthew,
and they were to identify resources to help these homeowners get to where they are back to some sort of normalcy, whether that be in a new rental house, whether that be they need a refrigerator, or they need beds, or they need what have you. So Endeavors is actually a state contract.
Yeah, I'm familiar with, they are the state contract for disaster case management in North Carolina.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which is a 1-year grant with one extension, I believe.
Okay, go ahead, sir. I'm just sorry to interrupt.
This time, I mean, that's where our recommendation is to pass the money down to, pass $1 million down to Baptist Own Mission.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and second. And right now we're in the discussion phase.
I would like to give the Baptist Own Mission leaders here an opportunity to speak to you about what they're doing in Duplin County, what they have done, and how they plan on continuing to do this work.
Richard.
Okay.
Yes, sir. My name is Richard Weeks. I am the site coordinator at the new charity rebuild center that we have through North Carolina Baptist Home Missions have just opened back in June of June 16th of this past year. I also serve as the director of missions for the Eastern Baptist Association. So I have ties to this community that go deeper than just Hurricane Florence. Me and my wife, we've been operating for the Eastern Baptist Association, myself 4 years, her 2.5 years. And so one of the things that we done when Hurricane Florence took place is Richard Brunson, which is our executive director of North Carolina Baptist on Mission, seen the great need that was in Duplin County. So immediately we began to look for a facility where we could house volunteers. Up to this point, we've had volunteers come from 32 different states. The furthest state was Hawaii. They have been working to help rebuild these homes. So we are dealing with somewhere around, up to this point, about 10,000 volunteers that have been through the Duplin County area through our associational office and through Charity Rebuild Center. The Rebuild Center was funded completely by North Carolina Baptist on Missions. There was no dime of that came from any grants or anything that was supposed to rebuild houses. We've done that strictly on our own. It's going to be a long-term facility that is going to be there, not just for Hurricane Florence, but for years and years to come, so we can continue to do rehabs on homes for families that aren't able to do things like that for themselves. So we have a long vision of being here. Our goal is to do between 300 and 400 homes. Most of that at this point has been funded through grants that North Carolina Baptists have worked on to receive and different things. Of course, when you're looking at that many homes, and it's taking anywhere around $20,000 to rehab most of these homes, it takes a lot of those kind of grants to get this done. None of the grant money that we're seeking or that they're requesting will go towards any administrative fees. Our administrative fees are done directly through North Carolina Baptist on Missions and through the Eastern Baptist Association. So none of that would be for that. It would strictly go to buy materials and things needed for these families. We have a short video that we'd like to show you about some of the work that we've done, if it's okay that we show you that at this time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Are you still affiliated with the Baptist Men's Association?
Yes, we are.
What do you do with them, sir?
I am the site coordinator for the Charity Rebuild Center. I coordinate all the rebuild efforts for that site. We have a staff of 7. There's myself, my wife, Tammy is the a financial secretary there. We have a construction consultant. We have a kitchen manager to make sure all the volunteers are fed. We have an administrative officer and then there's an assistant administrator and an assistant construction person that handles all the teams.
Okay. Before you do that, I still have some questions.
Okay.
Have you been to the Unmet Needs Roundtable Resources?
We have met with the Long-Term Recovery Group.
That's not what I asked you, sir.
No, I have not been to the...
I already know about the Long-Term Recovery because I've been to a couple of those meetings.
Right.
But what I asked you was the Unmet Needs Roundtable Resources.
No, sir.
Do you know who are members of that?
I do know some of those members. I do know Mr. Charlie Blanchard, Miss... What's her name? My mind is...
Ms. Geraldine. Matter of fact, I just got the first invitation that I've ever gotten as the finance person from the Unmet Needs as I was sitting out there in the lobby. So they have a meeting tomorrow. It's the first one I've been invited to attend. So I will be attending that meeting tomorrow. Like I said, never knew about the Long-Term Recovery, never had been extended out to the Unmet Needs. So
you never knew about the Long-Term Recovery?
We knew about
Long-Term Recovery, but the Unmet Needs, we never had been extended an invitation to that until just a few minutes ago.
Okay, have you been to the Duplin County Disaster Recovery Group?
Yes, I have.
Because they're part of the
Unmet
Needs.
Mm-hmm. I have.
They're part of the Unmet
Needs. Yeah, I have attended there. Mm-hmm. But I knew that was a side one, and so without invitation, I had not been.
Okay, the reason I'm asking you these questions because I have a lot of... I've been researching this since last week.
Okay.
And it's a lot of questions that I have concerning your group, charity, what did you call it?
Charity Rebuild Center.
Rebuild Center. And I just have too many questions for us to give you, for me to vote to give you $1 million. And you know, I've got other information that said that you have to get a match for $4 million. And I've got some information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
well, I'd be happy to talk with you about all of that.
And I think that we need to address it on a different day, but we'd be happy to see what you have to show, and we'll continue the questions.
Okay.
And I would like to extend an invitation to all of you. We do this to everybody to come out, take a tour of charity, see what's going on. That's a great time that all the questions can be answered and those things. So we'd love you to see what's going on there, how the facility works, how that's all set up, so you'll have a great knowledge of what is out there to offer. So.
Yeah, there's other things besides that, besides the facility.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's my concern.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead with your presentation.
Would the board like me to move the podium? Okay?
No, that's fine. Let's
turn the lights off.
You probably need to hit a light. It's a glare right now for me.
There he is. Small. He's in the far right corner. You'll see him there.
How long does this presentation last? About 4 hours.
How do we glorify God in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of disasters? Right now, we're waiting, watching, planning to see what Hurricane Florence is going to do.
I'm having trouble describing what has happened to eastern North Carolina. It is catastrophic. And we in North Carolina have always been about neighbor helping neighbor, and I am so thankful that there are people like the Baptist on mission to do work like this. I'm from the government. We could never achieve what these private individuals are achieving by volunteers. This is not going to be an overnight mission. It's going to take a lot of time to get the work completed, to get these people back in their homes, back on their feet. I would encourage everybody to volunteer in some way to help these folks. Also, there's going to be the need for money, building materials, all kinds of resources to get this job done. They need help, and I hope everybody participates.
Charity Rebuild Center will be able to impact multiple counties, Sampson, Duplin, and Northern Fender County, and was a high impact area for Hurricane Florence. You're probably looking at somewhere near 2,000 homes that were flooded. We're hoping to be able to rebuild at least 300 to 400 of those homes. We'll be able to house about 200 to 250 people. They'll be going out into the homes that have flooded during Hurricane Florence to rebuild. They'll be able to do things like sheetrock, put in flooring. There'll be some plumbing, some electrical work to be done. The homes are important. These families need to get back to a stable livelihood. And the impact that is greater is the kingdom impact. Because not only are we rebuilding these homes, we're with these families for 2 or 3 months. So we build relationships with an opportunity to share the gospel message. This will actually be a hub that will be able to make a huge impact to each and every person in this county for years to come.
Hurricane Florence took everything from us, but our dignity.
Hearing about Hurricane Florence it kind of tears at your heart, and it makes you, even all the way in Hawaii, it reaches out to you.
We never thought about anything like this. We never thought that one day we would be in this place. You have a brother there, all my brothers. We're in this together. Nobody could help anybody.
When Kenny and Frank Williams had nowhere else to turn, love provided the answer. It came in the form of volunteers with Baptists on Mission.
Seeing the resilience of all the people here makes you want to pour all that hard work and your blood, sweat, tears into the houses so that they can feel the love surrounding them. It's not just rebuilding homes, it's rebuilding people's lives. This is the first time I've done anything construction, let alone handy. I think the most I've done is painted houses. So this one started from like the bottom of the structure, from like flooding damage, and then going up all the way to the ceiling. It's pretty cool to see it all come together. People are going to live in this home, and we've been here like cutting the insulation and putting up the sheetrock. It's a pretty powerful experience, you know, and even just to be in this area and knowing the devastation that was here, just to stand here and be a part of the healing and the restoration is huge. So that's more of a blessing. So it's like, thank you for having us.
The water was actually to the ceiling of that house.
You know, we have conversations and they let us in their lives and we let them in ours, and it's just powerful. Powerful stuff.
They came to Hawaii to help us. No words can describe it. It showed us what love is.
Hurricane Florence came and flooded our house, got 24 inches in. It destroyed everything we had.
We could not keep up with the magnitude of people coming in, and it was such a sigh of relief. The yellow shirts began pulling in. They began turning out meals almost instantly.
I never expected this. Miss Peter just came in.
Yes.
Pouring in.
You think, what are we going to do? We're just so thankful that they were here to help us.
Thank you for praying, giving, going, and reaching out to our community. Being so loving to us in our time of need.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really feel like saying thank you is an understatement. We could not minister to the needs of this community without them. I just want to thank you for praying, for giving, and going.
How?
That was an informative presentation with the tape, but I've seen some like that before in different parts of the state. Tell me this, where in Duplin County have you been to assist disenfranchised residents?
All the way down on Highway 41.
I'm talking about in Duplin County.
I'm giving you that. On Highway 41, from the River Landing area all the way down to Chicopin, which is a 13-mile stretch that encompasses 52 square miles. These homes are in that area. We, at this point in time, we have completed 42 homes. And we are, I've got another 200 and some that are on our books. And when I say completed, that means we are putting families back into their homes, into a, not just a living condition, but a completed condition of their homes. Not only have we done that, but also we used volunteers to help the state do the STEP program that was in this area, where we got folks back to a safe, sanitary, and secure position. And now we are going back and completing those homes. And that, when we add those number to them, we're somewhere around 107 homes. But all of those are pretty much in the Duplin County area of Highway 41 and Highway 50 in those areas.
Okay. Who else have you partnered with here in Duplin County to assist you?
All of our local churches are sending volunteers and helping us in those areas. We have, there's 57 churches that's in our association. Every one of the ones in Duplin County that are part of the Southern Baptist Convention, not only that, the Methodist churches and Presbyterian churches from this county have been very instrumental in accomplishing the task that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We are partnering with the charity alumni. They're coming to our school and helping us with different things that's going on there. Many of our churches come out and feed the volunteers as they're here, as well as go out into the houses and work.
Okay. Have you partnered with Catholic Charities?
Catholic Charities is one of the agencies that has been willing to give things like money to buy refrigerators and stoves and different household items that we need. We've also partnered with the Rotary Club, who has bought a number of appliances that go in these homes.
Okay, have you partnered with Lutheran Services?
We have done a little bit with Lutheran Services, but not a great deal with them.
Have you partnered with the Red Cross?
Yes, Red Cross, yes.
Have you partnered with the Duplin County Disaster Recovery Group?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you partnered with the Duplin Christian Outreach Ministries?
We have spoken with them and been in the meetings with them, but as far as partnering, I don't. They send us some referrals from time to time as far as people needing things, and then they have also been helpful at sending some volunteers our way.
Okay. Have you partnered with the Partnership for Children?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right now, I've got some questions for our planner, Mrs. Elizabeth Stahl. She's not here this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I've been working on this since last week and just trying to find out information.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is there any more discussion? And in my opinion, I think we need to wait until we talk to our planner. Mm-hmm. Just postpone it, but the motion's been made, and I have a second. So at this time, I hold a vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those against say nay. Okay. Right now, I vote against it because I have some concerns that hasn't been answered. And I look forward to seeing you at the meeting tomorrow because I'll be at the Under the Meeting Roundtable.
All right. So
that's where a lot of things happen for Duplin County residents and the target citizen that we have in this county is the economically disadvantaged, have at 50% median income, 50% poverty level and below.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that we're looking to assist.
That's what we're here for too.
Austin,
I'll be at the meeting, so we look forward to working with you.
My house flooded, and I saw a lot of yellow t-shirts. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I also donated to you all.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, matter of fact, let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. Did you do any, did you help people in Riverland?
Yes, we did. We are actually in a house there right now, helping them. To my knowledge, it was three homes in Riverland that we assisted.
Three homes out of 248
and 46. Yeah. Yeah. Where is this? We had a lot of people that was.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people.
Bad situation.
Yeah.
So, thank you for what you've done, and we will talk again.
Okay.
Hope to see you in the morning.
Thanks, sir.
Yes, I will.
Now, I know what time it is. We'll be there.
11:30.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Davis.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I just have a couple of announcements. At the event center, the Monster Truck Wars event will be held on February the 1st. They'll have two shows that day, one at 1 p.m. and one at 7 p.m.
What's the date on that?
February the 1st.
February 1st.
And also want to let you know that there will be a rodeo called Bulls, Barrels, and Bronx held at the event center on February the 14th and 15th. One show each day starting at 7 p.m. A Friday night show and a Saturday show.
February 14th and
15th. Yes, sir.
14th or 15th, 16th?
14th.
14th and 15th.
And carry your Valentine date out to the rodeo. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. We do need to have a closed session for legal matters and economic development matters pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318.1183 and A4.
Move to go into closed session.
Second.
I've got a motion to go into closed session. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we're in closed session.